Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Will the citizens of Knoxville and surrounding areas be watching movies this summer at the Grand Theater? Let's go in-depth with Dylan Morse with the Grand Theater Foundation, Knoxville. So Dylan, it looks like you're making a lot of progress here at the theater.
An awful lot of progress, yeah. For people that are walking by and peeking in the door, it still looks a little rough, but that's just because we're making room and making headway and all of those types of things for the drywall to start very soon. The drywall is done in the main auditorium and just recently finished up in the upstairs auditorium. So the lobby is kind of the last component, and we were finalizing some of our electrical work and things like that before we got it done. But now it's going to come together, and it's going to look a lot more polished than it has in probably about a year in here. So it's going to be very nice.
Well, it looks like all the wiring's in.
Yeah.
It's all been framed. It
yep.
looks like all the heating and cooling's in.
Yep, all new.
Sprinkler system.
Yep, everything new. Even the restroom walls are entirely new because the restrooms are entirely new. We've nearly doubled the size of both restrooms, added a stall to each restroom, and just generally enlarged things, made it easier, a little more walkable, a little more accessible for everyone. We will have handicap accessible stalls in both restrooms now, which is a big improvement, as well as just they're going to be really pretty, which we're starting to get into those sorts of things now. We're purchasing tile and fixtures and picking out carpet samples and things like that. And it's all coming together, and it's really exciting to see all the work that everybody's done.
Yeah, you've got some nice tiles laying here.
Gorgeous, yeah. Yeah, it's... Our idea was to be sort of reminiscent of the ideal version of what we thought it would have been in the 20s when it was constructed. We didn't have interior bathroom pictures of the theater, believe it or not. So you know, we kind of had to run with it. We made it work with all the modern standards, everything like that, modern fixtures, very efficient fixtures and lighting and all those sorts of things. But then the finishes are going to be very reminiscent of a 20s style bathroom. It's going to be really, really pretty.
Is the layout going to be sort of the same? I mean, the bathrooms are in sort of the same place, mm-hmm. but much bigger and nicer.
Much bigger, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The layout for anyone that'll come and visit is going to be very much the same. Concession stand will still be here on the west side as you walk into the theater, as well as the box office. We're working out some plans right now to construct a really beautiful concession stand out of some locally harvested and milled wood, which is going to be really, really cool. And it'll tie in with our locally harvested and designed and produced sconces that Jim Coe made for us several months ago. So it's going to be a gorgeous facility. We're just really excited to share it with everybody and watch it, again, continue to come together.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Grand Theater with Dylan Morse. Let's go into the main auditorium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. An all new, as we were talking earlier, all new insulation all the way through. So it's a little quieter in here even than the last time we were in talking, because we've got some really acoustically friendly insulation that then also helps us with heating and cooling. Ron Paxton from Pella installed all of that, and I would recommend him 1,000 times over. He did fantastic work.
All this drywall, that's a lot of drywall to put up in here.
Somebody
worked pretty hard.
Yeah, Bruce Kemp and his crew have done an amazing job. They're small but mighty, and they have really risen to the task. I mean, it's a big project. We've got 18-foot ceilings in here and a sloped floor. And just all kinds of obstacles to work around, and they've done an absolutely amazing job. Eric Pearson and the guys from Dan's Plumbing and Heating, you can see the ductwork all hanging here and everything. We've got new heating and cooling. They've just done tremendous work with those systems, with all the plumbing, everything like that. It's going to be for all intents and purposes, an entirely new theater with all the character of the old, old Grand, which is going to be the best of both worlds.
Lighting looks great.
Yeah, that was a huge component of the overall plan. The electrical system here initially was very, very old. It was very unsafe in a lot of places. And it had just been, you know, kind of tacked onto over the years, as you would. You don't want to shut down for a month while you're operating a business and tear all the walls out and rewire a building. Since we've made the mess, we've done that. And Ardent Lighting here in town has done an absolutely fantastic job. All the contractors, really. I mean, we call them. We've got their cell phone numbers. We're right in their pocket every time. You know, we've got a question about this. I'll be right over. We need you on Saturday. I'll be right over. So the Ardent Lighting guys have just been phenomenal. They can do anything and everything we ask them to. They work all over the state, all over the country, and they had done some theater projects actually in the past and won awards for it. So, I mean, we were incredibly fortunate to have that kind of expertise here in town. So,
well, it's nice hearing the names of all those local companies helping out.
We've been so lucky. All the local guys, and Kurt Schwanebeck and I were talking about it the other day. We've not been let down in any way or disappointed in any way with anybody that we've worked with in the county. Once we start reaching outside the county, it gets to be a little different because this place doesn't mean anything to any of them. People really have an attachment to this, and they're going above and beyond and just bending over backwards to make this work for us and for the communities that we'll serve. So it's really awesome to watch everybody pitch in and lend their expertise where they can.
So we're getting pretty close then. Mm-hmm. So you've got a drywall in the mm-hmm. lobby. Mm-hmm. The bathroom fixtures need to be put mm-hmm. in. The tile work. Mm-hmm. What else?
Carpet. People keep asking about volunteer opportunities. I would say the next volunteer day that we're going to have is going to be Bring Your Paintbrush Day, which a lot of people I know are really excited about because previously it's been a lot of demolition, a lot of hauling heavy things, a lot of construction, a lot of dust. And that's not everyone's cup of tea, and it's not something that everyone can do. But we've had a lot of people say, you know, I am the edge painting master. I will paint the ceilings all day long. I will crawl around the baseboard and do that. So we're excited to have that next stage, which, again, is just going to make it look that much more finished and ready to go and, you know, definitely light at the end of the tunnel.
You've got to set up the concession stand. Mm-hmm. You got to build that, mm-hmm. construct that, however you
yep.
do that.
Yep.
Okay, you got to get the seats in too.
Mm-hmm. And we actually just finalized some plans for the seats. We're having a model made up, a mock-up made up of all the options that we selected for our seating, which again, we wanted to go sort of Art Deco-esque or, you know, something that would work in a theater of this age. So they'll be producing that and sending us a full-scale mock-up. It'll be one of our seats that we can display around town, that we can show people, you know, this is what your $250 buy when you sponsor a seat, and show it off, and then down the road here in a month or so, write the big check for all 335 of the rest of them. So that's going to be really exciting.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Grand Theater with Dylan Morse. Let's go back behind the big screen here.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be able to do not just movies, but mm-hmm. also bands,
yeah.
You know, all kinds of performances, right?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the bread and butter of the facility is going to be new, first-run movies. As soon as they come out, we're going to see everything that everyone could see in any new theater. You know, any place that you can go to Des Moines, we're going to be able to have all of those same shows as people want them. But then the cool thing about this is that we've built some flexibility into the facility. We're going to be able to roll the screen back on this awesome track that the guys from 3M constructed and installed for us.
That's neat. It'll just roll back?
Oh, it's so cool. It's really slick, actually, because this is a pretty heavy apparatus. It's a steel frame, and then you mount the screen on that, and it's a vinyl screen. It's a kind of a specialty item, but then you wire it all up. There are all these little springs all the way around, like a trampoline. So you wire the screen up, you put it in place, and then it can't go anywhere. It has to stay rigid. It has to stay taut. Otherwise, you have wrinkles and everything in the screen. So they came up with this awesome idea, given that we've got a sprinkler system here now, given lighting concerns, things like that. We just roll the screen back. We pull a curtain in front of it, and then we've got, you know, 20 feet of depth here for a stage show. So we can have live music. We can have smaller community theater, educational presentations. You know, when we have the political candidates come to town next year, they can have a space together and tell us what they stand for and all of those sorts of things, and do some really neat things. We're looking forward to just doing whatever we can think of to do and see if it works. And we're small enough that we can do those sorts of things, but large enough that we can accommodate a good crowd as well. So,
well, the community has really rallied around this. I'm just always stunned at how many people work so hard at it, contribute in so many different ways. It's just a wondrous thing to see.
It really is. Yeah, we've not had to want for too much. I mean, if we put out a notice, you know, on your website or on Facebook or something like that, that hey, we're having a work day this Saturday. You know, we need probably 6 people. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We have 15 people show up. We have more people than work, and it's been awesome. You know, we put out the call, hey, the city's put up this match opportunity. We have to raise this money by the end of the year. We match it in 36 days. I mean, it's just overwhelming, the support and the enthusiasm that people have for the project. It's really awesome.
And I understand fundraising continues?
Fundraising continues, yep. And we'll be sending some letters out here shortly, actually. Just, again, giving everyone an update where we stand with the project, what we've done so far, what needs to be done yet. And then to let them know that we are still a nonprofit. We don't have cash flow at this point, aside from what people are generous enough to share with us. And there are a lot of big expenses yet to pay. I mentioned the seats a little earlier. That'll be about $64,000 for all the seating in the building. We put a $45,000 down payment on our digital projection and audio systems. We've got to, you know, pay for the rest of the drywallers. We've got to pay for, you know, new drapery on the wall. We've got to pay for all sorts of things. So it's going to come together really quickly, but it's going to be a lot of work yet and an awful lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And how much have you raised so far?
We've raised just north of $400,000. And even with some of the surprises that we had along the way, when we took possession of the building, the roof was 7 years old. We didn't think we were going to have to install a new roof. Every time we ripped out a hole in the wall, there was a leak. Every time we ripped down a ceiling, there was a leak. So we installed a new roof. We installed an all-new fire suppression sprinkler system, which is fantastic. And we're really glad to have it because it means we can do all the things that everybody can do, and we're not going to have to do any more construction in the future for a very long time. So there were surprises along the way, and somehow we still stayed under that $500,000 fundraising goal. But we still have a lot of expenses yet to pay. So there's always opportunity to give, and it's very, very much appreciated.
And so, do you still have a target date? I mean, this interview is mm-hmm. taking place in early June.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a long time ago you were shooting for this summer. So it's officially mm-hmm. summer now.
It's officially summer. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't quite say so on the calendar, but in
sure.
my head it's
sure. Yep.
Kids are out of school. Are you going to make it this summer?
Yeah, we're hoping to. And again, I can say pretty comfortably that the sprinkler system install took much, much longer than it was supposed to have. So there have been some delays as well as cost overruns here and there. So that did push us back a little bit. You know, we can't very well hang drywall when we've got to put a pipe up in a ceiling. We can't very well do insulation when we've got to put, you know, all of this stuff in here and there and wherever. So we were a little bit pushed back, but we are still hoping for this summer. If we could be open by Nationals, that'd be awesome. You know, show everyone that's going to be in town what we did. You know, it's been dark and empty here for the last 3 years, and it's going to be light and bright and lively and very exciting for all of us. So it's going to be a lot of fun to show it off.
Thanks to Dylan Morse for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.